Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Rain Clothing. That's R-A-N-E Clothing. Like them on Facebook, check them out on Twitter and Instagram. They just released some new stickers. They got a whole bunch of new shirts in. They're helping us out, so give them a like, check them out, buy some shit, and now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
We're back, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Been a while, dude.
It's been like a month and a half.
Yeah. Well, I was gone on tour. What were you doing?
I just don't have any equipment, so I couldn't record anything.
You do. You have that Zoom. Liar.
How am I going to just put that online?
I could teach you. Maybe we'll get a full episode this time, too. Sorry about last episode.
That was shit tragic.
You informed me that, like, the last 5 minutes were gone.
Five. It was, like, 15 minutes of fucking greatness.
No, it was just like, hey, we don't have a movie of the week, because I'm not going to be back for a while. Goodbye. Go for books. That's what the whole thing you missed. There you go. There's the update.
Yeah, you guys, if you were all clamoring to know what you missed in those lost moments.
Yeah. And now you know.
Now you know.
Jesus Christ, you're going to break that, dude.
It's not high enough. I'm too tall.
You are really tall, like a redwood.
Yeah, big. They call me Tony Sequoia.
Do you have any news?
What?
I didn't look up any.
I'm pregnant.
Ooh, boy or girl?
It's gonna be a mix of the.
If you ever get a girl pregnant, like say you're actually like, you know, like stoked about it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Would you do one of
those?
Highly
unlikely.
True, but let's hypothetically. Okay. Would you be like? Would you do one of those like? What's it called? Like where they announce the baby,
those
but like
stupid reveals where they're the box of balloons collar gonna be?
Yeah, fucking idiot. What would you
ask
do?
My
what
was, doctor? What, just fucking ask the doctor.
What would your reveal be?
My reveal would probably be like I'd go out and I'd get.
No, you'd give it to me. We'd do a podcast and I'd tell you.
No,
on
that's stupid.
Or no,
no I'd, one would hear it.
I'd give. What do you mean?
Ooh, I dissed our podcast.
Yeah, dang.
Dang, dude, so harsh. No, I think what I would do is I would get a, you know, like a really, really nice, like, car, like a GTR, and then
drive it off
tell
a cliff.
Everyone that, yeah, to come out and see me and be lined up at the road, and then I'd scream, it's a boy, and I'd fling it right off the edge of a cliff.
The baby.
Me in the car. The baby's not right born on. Yet, and I'm not going to be like, hey, look here, Mufasa, like, fucking...
Like
Simba's
Rafiki.
Here now. Yeah. Yeah.
You're Rafiki.
No, I would be before this.
Do you have any real news?
Oh, real news? I have robot legs.
Oh my God. You're like Darth Maul with the giant horns.
You wish.
I do wish that you had robot legs and giant horns. I just wish you were Darth Maul, honestly.
Yeah, me too.
Be a way better podcast.
Well, I saw that there is actually some real traction on that pile of shit, Pacific Rim Uprising.
I'm sorry, Pac Rim 2.
Yeah, Pac Rim 2.
Got some Pac Rim 2 news?
Yeah, there's technically posters for it, and John Boyega from Star Wars is in it, and there's a shot of him.
Who's John Boyega? Is that he's from Rogue One?
Yeah.
He's the
Jedi, not Jedi, / Stormtrooper, not Stormtrooper, / Hero, not Hero.
What are you talking about? Rogue One, right?
No, I'm not talking about Rogue One. Sorry, Episode 7.
Oh, not Finn? FN287 or whatever his name was. Not the black guy. The other one.
It is Finn.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Why'd you say not Finn?
Because I was like...
Who else is there that describes as that?
Okay, right on. I forgot that he was the Stormtrooper, not Stormtrooper, and Jedi, not Jedi. We'll use the lightsaber for like 5 seconds.
Moving on!
Okay. Sorry, jeez.
It's gonna be a pile of shit packed to the rim with fucking stupid shit.
Fair enough.
Fuck!
Pokemon TV show opening gets a 3D animation.
Thank God, I have all those 3D TVs sitting around.
Oh, you just got a new TV. That's news. My boy just upgraded to 4K.
4K, yeah. I'm not living in that dirt 720p fucking realm anymore. Scumbag 1080.
Okay, thank you. What? Say it right. Yeah, you called it 1080 poop.
I was in 720.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How was it in the Stone Age?
Oh, yeah. We could barely see it. It was like I was watching scrambled video from the moon.
Yeah, his new TV looks insane. It's way crazy. What was the 4K thing you were watching with the lizard?
That was just a compressed YouTube 4K video of 4K footage.
Oh.
You just type in 4K.
Right on.
Or for you, you type in 1080p.
Yeah, I watch that all the time. I'm like, wow.
Just watch nature videos.
I'm really pushing my TV to the max with this 1080p.
That output.
Oh, damn. This looks good. Did you see the Stranger Things trailer?
Yes.
Looks cool.
That's a big creature.
Yeah, it is. And I wonder, I don't know.
It's
going
to be evil.
I hope they start getting more into the storyline of like how that thing exists, because they didn't really at all in the first.
Like, well, I mean, it's supposed to just live in the Upside Down.
Right, but like, why is it there, and how is 11 connected to it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They didn't explain that at all.
It leaves a lot of doors open in Stranger Things,
sure. Does. Did you hear Netflix's new series announcement?
Nerdflurks? No.
Castlevania, motherfucker.
Oh, real violent.
Yeah, and it was like, it's season one, part one, too.
Yeah. Ooh. It's going to be so haunting.
Yeah.
Alucard's so badass.
I'm kind of hoping that they do like an animated version of it.
Instead of just real people, like, you know, The Watchmen.
Yeah. You don't think that'd be good?
As opposed to animated.
Yeah.
If they're going to put good budget in. Dude, have they ever failed you with any of their like shows that you like?
I didn't really like the OA or whatever
Shut
it's
up.
Called.
OA. But like Daredevil, you like that?
Big fan.
Most people would have said it'd be better animated. It was pretty dope.
It might have been. I like cartoons,
I guess
is what we're getting at.
You can kind of do things that humans can't do, and CG's real expensive.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're talking like Pixar animation? That'd be cool, too. I'd be into that.
Like Clone Wars.
Yeah, well, I mean, but that looks really cartoony.
It is.
I'm talking like the Dead Space movie that they put out. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Looks really good. And like the Final Fantasies, those look insane.
Star Wars The Last Jedi, that's the title.
Announcement. Wow, what a segue.
Yeah. Just moving on past all your cartoon boner talk.
Oh, we're rusty, dude.
No, I'm not. I'm on point, dude. I'm fucking laser beam.
So who do you think The Last Jedi is? You think it's Rey?
It's plural, dude. It's plural.
It's The Last Jedi's?
You don't say Jedi's. You say, look at the Jedi Council.
Oh.
It could be a
But they
number
say
of
Jedi's,
them.
In it. I've heard
the
that
Last
before.
The Last Jedi could be a fucking, like, a generation.
Do you think it's Rey or do you think it's Luke?
It could, oh my god, it could be, dude, it could, ah!
It could be Finn, who knows?
It could literally just mean that, like, no one else will be training Jedi after these movies.
You think Disney's gonna do that? They just bought it for $4
billion.
It's
called The Last Jedi somehow or another.
Yeah.
At least this way, it could be generational instead of it being singular, like Luke's last one. Once he dies, they're gone.
And then it's like
over and over.
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, the That'll returner be. Of the Jedi.
Returning
yeah.
the Jedi.
Fuck. We're just going to puke it out. This one's called Jar Jar's Revenge.
I miss you, man.
I know.
Okay, I think I covered everything that I wanted to. Castlevania, I was really stoked on, though. I think that's really cool that Netflix got that property.
Fuck yeah.
Yep, that's it. Okay, so do you watch Finding Dory?
No.
Neither did I.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
So
stuff we neither of us have done.
I just saw it in my news feed. It is really warm in here. Genre 5, we got one.
Yeah.
Have you seen any other like trailers or anything else that you wanted to talk about? I'm sorry, I moved on kind of quick on that.
I've been watching every piece of Mass Effect Andromeda footage as it comes out.
And when is that released?
March 21st. And ooh. I
pre-ordered?
I haven't pre-ordered yet. I don't know what version I want to get, like if special edition or just standard. But I scheduled off the 22nd and 3rd.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yep.
So wait, but it comes out the 21st at midnight or?
No, I believe like the 20th at 12:01.
Oh,
but
so you did 2 days after that?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm gonna get it on the 21st, but then I'm going to have to probably do a huge-ass fucking download.
Yeah.
And so I really want to be able to bust all of my hard nuts like on the 22nd and 3rd when it's ready to go.
All of my hard nuts.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Yeah, anything else? No?
No, don't say no. Well, you kind of like just, you're easing me out of something. I mean,
you just saw a new movie last night, so I didn't know if there's any cool trailers.
John Wick 2.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Don't
John
worry.
John Wick 2.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, my God.
Yep. I know
no,
you still got a quote-unquote murder boner in your own words.
Yep. I saw, what did I see? Logan. Looks fucking tight, dude. It's rated R.
Yeah, I don't.
And it just looks like serious, awesome Logan.
It does, but I don't know. I'm weary about it.
Yeah, I know you are. I don't care.
The Logan, like, old man Logan storyline's so good in the comics and shit. Like, I just feel like it's not going to be what I want. It's going to be something different. But I haven't read all of the old man Logan comics. I only read the arc with Hulk and the Hulk family.
Well, that's not in it.
I know, because Wolverine literally, like, Hulk eats him, and then Wolverine rips out of his stomach because he regenerates inside of him again. Oh, it's so sick.
That's so gross.
Yeah, it's so rad. And so Hulk cool. has, like, a whole, like, family of, like, weird inbred children that are all Hulk, like, all the time. And he just murders everybody. Oh, it's so sick.
That's so gross.
Yeah. They just rebooted it, Marvel did. I think it was in, like, 2016. But, like, the one that I read was in 2010, maybe?
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's not going to be that at all.
No, it's not.
But it's going to be
him old.
It's going to be a rated R superhero movie, so those usually go pretty well historically.
I agree, yeah.
Besides Spawn.
Ooh.
It's rough.
Yeah. In other news, Tom McFarlane says Spawn might come out.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Spawn within the next 20 years will be somewhere.
Yeah, I wrote a script, kind of. All right. Do you see anything else cool? You see Ghost in the Shell on the big screen?
Yeah, that, you know what I mean? Like, I've never been quite as hesitant about anything getting a new format than this.
Ghost in the Shell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But you're a huge fan of Ghost in
yes,
the Shell.
Yes, that's the fear. And I know for a fact, because I've looked at some trailer, like, analysis from those.
Yeah.
And there were scenes in there that I'm like, fuck, those robots with, like, the exploding faces are from Innocence, the second one, mm-hmm. not the first one.
Oh.
And so it's a merging of the two.
Yeah, which is weird. Believe. It's like, I don't know if we'll have enough content.
Oh, they sure as fuck would, but yeah. they're just dumb. They're going to try to jam in, like, different evolutions of her
yeah
into one film,
and it's probably going to be really convoluted.
Yeah,
great. All
yeah,
right,
wow.
Let's hop into genre 5 because you can't remember any other trailers you saw.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're doing top movies of 2016 now that we're in February of 2017.
If you say so.
What's your first one?
We'll
go
one.
Well,
I had to reflect, you know. Oh. I had to reflect on the year. It was a real pile of shit.
Well,
as terms as years goes.
Really? Why?
I just don't like any year anymore.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have a...
Any year anymore.
I mean,
they're all,
like,
shit.
They're
from
all
here on
shit.
Out.
This one's going to be just a shit.
Yeah.
It's going to feel okay come spring. But then by August, I'm going to go, it's too hot. My tits are always sweaty. I just don't like any of this. And then by winter, it's suicidal.
You do get sweaty tits.
Yeah. All day.
All day.
Big old titty sweaty.
Got that under titty sweat. All right. So you hated 2016, but the movies weren't bad, Tone.
They were pretty good.
Yeah.
First one on my list.
It was a heavy year. You know Batman v Superman came out in 2016?
Nope.
Doesn't that
know
sound
that.
Like fucking 4 years ago?
Yeah. Some of these that I wrote, I was like, was it this year?
Yeah.
All right.
It's weird.
Cool.
Yeah, cool.
Next year's going to be great.
Zippity-bop. Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of films next year.
Yeah.
We could list them if we weren't so stupid, but yeah.
Justice League comes out. Wonder Woman comes out. Star Wars Episode 8 comes out. Fucking Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 comes out. There's another, Ragnarok, Thor.
You heard it here, people.
Yeah, he knows
the Marvel Star Wars news of every year is in Paul's mind.
And DC, yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some DC stuff too.
Yeah, yeah. You know. Oh, I mean, like, what? Split came out this year. That looks sick. M. Night Shyamalan.
Yep. What's
up? That's how you say his name, right?
Yep.
That's how you pronounce
Close
it.
Enough.
I'm really excited. I guess I'm seeing Split tomorrow. Can't wait.
That's exciting.
Super exciting. Go ahead. Give me your first one.
Don't Breathe.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Movie's fucking tight.
Wait. That's the deaf girl?
Deaf guy.
Vet. What was the deaf girl movie?
That was, shit. It's one word. Yeah.
Shut up. Hush. Is it Hush?
Yeah.
Okay, right on. Shush.
Shush up, you. You shush it up.
You're so loud around this deaf girl. That movie's fucking terrifying, by the way, Hush.
Yeah. This one is pretty fucking rough, man. Like, he is a fucking lunatic.
But he's the murderer, and he's deaf.
He's blind.
Oh,
and
it's
they
like
try
the
to rob him. It's like three people trying to rob a blind dude.
Yeah,
who's like this ex vet who like kind of lives like in this industrial area. Where
so he's
no kind of
like
is.
Daredevil,
sort of. If Daredevil is a real big fucking lunatic slash blind assassin.
Well, he is a blind assassin. Let's not be dumb.
That's why I said slash blind assassin.
Well, you said if he was this, but he is that.
I consider more of like a ninja.
Semantics.
More of a ninja.
He is a ninja.
Of sorts.
And he can kind of see. What do you see? World on fire.
World on fire. Look, everything's red.
Oh, you're so pretty, Claire.
Oh, I can see your face holes.
I can see your world on fire. God. Yeah, so I haven't. Yeah, I want to see Don't Breathe. I heard good things.
Let's see what your list comprises of. Come on.
Actually, I bet you can guess them.
I bet I can guess them.
All right, go ahead. Give me my first one.
I think the first one on this here list is going to probably be a Star Wars.
Yeah, Rogue One.
Me too.
Really? That made your list?
Yeah.
That movie's so good.
That movie's.
It's still wonderful. In theaters. Isn't that insane?
It's fucking wonderful, yeah.
And that came out, what, December 16th or something like that?
It's wonderful.
Oh, God damn.
What a great film. Saw it twice. It's fucking dope.
Yeah, I saw it twice too. Who did you see it the second time with?
Nathan.
Oh.
So fuck you.
Took your bro. Whoa, I saw it with you first. Fuck you.
All right, bro.
Actually, no, I saw it with Farkas first, then I saw it with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're...
See who comes in where they come in.
Yeah, whatever. I'm a loser. All right, so what's your... Okay, so you did Rogue One. All right, guess my next one.
No, your next one's Doctor Strange.
Yep.
And that also made my list, but that is right the on. End of all that.
Really?
It's the end of all that, because Doctor Strange is a very rare gem in the Marvel Universe.
Wow, there's another one on there that I can't believe didn't make your list, but go
no,
ahead.
No, it's believable.
Why?
Because it's not going to make my list.
Are you kidding me? You love that movie. We watch it all the time.
What movie?
Guess.
Can't guess it.
Yeah, you can't. It's on Netflix.
Don't know what it is.
We just watch it.
Civil War.
Yes.
Nah.
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Because...
Wow, what a good reason, man.
Can't say it's better than the other two that I have on here.
Really, what is it?
Oh, just shell them out. Fuck you. Yeah. Let's hear them.
Well, Civil War made mine.
Yep, I know.
And mostly because of Robert Downey Jr.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hardcore Henry.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That came out in 2016?
Yeah,
get
sure
the
did.
Fuck
yeah,
out of town.
Fuck you in the face, it did.
Man, years are longer than I
they
thought,
are.
I guess.
They are. They're like a couple hundo days.
Yeah, a couple hundo. Yeah, that's got to... Wait, hold on, let me check the math. Yep, it checks out. Yep, yeah,
checks
that's a couple
out.
Hundo.
Roger that.
I divided a year by a couple hundo. Got a day.
A couple hundo, we're done. New year.
Yeah. New me.
And then my last one... I was going for, you know, real Oscar winner, real tear jerker.
Oh, the King's Speech.
Arrival.
Oh,
King's Speech
fuck.
From 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Yeah, one like best movie. I think it was 2014.
The Arrival. It was a wonderful.
It's just Arrival
narrative.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that comes out Valentine's Day. It comes out Tuesday.
Dun dun dun.
Actually, it might come out this weekend digitally. I can't remember.
You're not gonna, have you seen it?
No.
You're not gonna like it.
I what?
Nah. It's not Independence Day.
Ooh, yeah, you're probably right. It's not Resurgence,
it's not,
is it?
AVP.
Oh God, Requiem, the good one.
Well, Requiem, yes. Because I was talking to my friend Romulus about this, and Requiem is by far the superior one of those two.
You think?
I know for a fact. It's
why?
Indisputable.
Well, the only good part about that.
Budget
hold on,
is
hold on,
higher.
Hold on. The only good part about that movie was that when the little kid got face hugged. That's okay. The only cool part. Okay.
When a budget is higher than the original, but the fucking critical response and the ticket sales are way lower, mm-hmm. and the DVD sales plummet, and everyone just boycotts it because it's shitbag garbage.
Oh, kind of like Blade 2.
You gotta go with like bucking against the grain. It's so tight. Dude, I remember stuff from it. Kinda. It was it was so good I forgot it.
Yeah.
Whoops, dropped my mic stand. So excited about
AVPR.
Got a boner hit my chin. fuck that movie.
Yeah, AVPR is such horseshit. Did you like AVP though?
The
first time you saw it, you know you
yes,
thought that movie was sick.
I will give AVP like the first time viewing 7.
Do you
want to
watch that tonight?
What?
Do you want to watch that tonight?
Tonight.
AVP. And then we can watch AVPR afterwards. I got both.
No, we don't.
Then
no.
We can watch G.I. Joe and fucking
and then
Independence
what,
Resurgence.
Retribution.
Oh, I haven't seen the second one. Is it good?
No, it's... Yeah, it's awesome. Didn't think it's it was. The best.
Really?
You should probably
yeah.
buy it on DVD.
I probably have it unopened.
You just... Yeah, you don't even know.
Someone recommended me G.I. Joe. They're like, no, you'll love it. Which, honestly, to their... I probably would have, but it was really bad. For some reason, I really hated that movie. AVP, though, so sick. The fucking, the temple underneath the ice.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and then they fight the queen at the end. That queen was so rad looking.
Yeah, that's where they like, she's all chained up and shit.
Yeah, and then she gets out and she breaks through the ice. And then she knocks over like a water tower because somehow there's a water tower in the middle of the fucking Arctic that's not frozen.
It's for water.
Yeah, but it's not for, it's what?
Antifreeze water.
Oh, the drinkable kind.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like alien blood
makes
for
sense.
Humans.
Oh, the acid.
I mean, yeah, the first time I saw it, I was like, that's tight, but it's so fucking, like, over-the-toppy, and it's not an Aliens movie.
How the fuck did we get on this? Oh, Arrival, right on. Okay, so that made your list.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. It is not... It's a Predator movie more so than an Alien movie.
Well, yeah, it's showing the aliens as just like these animals that are captured. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of like how they are anyways, you know?
I mean, they're always not like, kind unless of like you attacky. If you capture them.
Well, they're like attacky all the time. They always want to kill things.
Well, they're like
They just want to fuck and kill.
Yeah.
They don't really eat much.
I mean, yeah, they sleep a lot.
Yeah.
They're always sleeping on walls.
Fucking tuckered out little bitches.
They're just like making walls out of each other, just sleeping and fucking.
Yeah, sleeping. Well,
maybe they don't need to eat that
much. No, I think they're asexual because the queen just lays eggs. I don't think anything like comes on the eggs. Is there a cum alien?
But she has males. I don't know.
Are
she's
males?
The only female.
Oh, wait. Was it Alien 2 where they start like hitting her and then like she burns the change? Is that AVP?
That I think that is it. Oh, fuck. I forget
I think it's
which
AVP.
One. Yeah, where she calls them back
yeah,
to her.
And, she, and they just start like hitting,
stabbing her. Yeah.
Yeah, and then like it melts the chains. Wow, that's hard as fuck.
That is hard. It's so smart. It's like, hey, why didn't you do that 1,000 years ago, dumb bitch?
Yeah, honestly. Have some more fucking kids and have them bite you. Jesus Christ. Bite and fuck. Bite and fuck.
Oh, aliens.
AVP. Bite and fuck. No, the predators look sick, and they're like teenagers then, and I think it showed the planet. That might have been AVPR. And then the AVPR, they have like that fucking weird hybrid, the Predalien.
Oh, yeah, the Predalien, and then they're like fighting on like tops of like corpses and.
Yeah.
Yeah, aliens are just everywhere on this mountaintop thing, and like they're all charging up the fucking hillside. Yeah, it's big and dumb.
I still don't understand why they make these movies and have to. They just gotta fucking shoehorn a human element into it.
Trust me, I'm with you when I hear that. None of this shit needs to have humans in it
no,
anymore.
Especially AVP.
I think...
Drop off a couple predators, a bunch of aliens, have at it for 2.5 hours. I'll give you $15.
I'm really
I'll
trying
see you
to
in
like
XD.
Fathom like why we even have to use people as the fucking... like
predator?
No, why we have to use people as...
Alien.
Primary parts of films.
Yeah, I completely agree.
On certain films.
Yeah. It's almost...
Transformers can just be Transformers.
Oh, holy shit.
Aliens or Predators can be aliens or Predators. Apocalypto barely had any fucking speaking, and it was all in fucking, you know, like Aztec talk. But it was about 12 sentences in the whole fucking movie.
Yeah. It was
did not feel like I didn't get anything from the film.
Remember Pathfinder?
I loved it.
Pathfinder?
Yeah, no one said shit.
At all.
Yeah.
It was great.
That's,
just
there's
brutality.
Another one with Mads Mikkelsen.
Oh, Mickey?
I think it's called like Valhalla. And no one speaks.
Really?
It's all of... Yeah, he's like a mute. And no one speaks to him. He's probably... He starts like killing them before they can speak. The movie's fantastic. Why the fuck you need dialogue sometimes?
Yeah.
Beyond me. Especially on like...
Pac
Rim. Dude, if you could show the maternal instincts of the aliens and then like some sort of fucking like... action with the aliens
well,
in a film.
Predators speak anyway, so
I'd
just
watch that.
You just throw me some fucking, you know, subtitles.
Oh, decoded, like
yeah. And then have them laugh at the end and blow up. I'm good. $15, there you go. Warner Brothers or whoever owns that property.
I agree.
Right.
No need for
agreed.
Humans in films.
Alright, well you heard it here first. Okay, so Arrival, yeah, I can't wait to check that out. Like I said, it comes out February 14th. I think digitally and then maybe the next Friday comes out. Like, on hard copy.
White on.
No, it's Tuesday movie day, so it does come
right
out hard
on,
copy.
Right on.
Oh, fucking Doctor Strange comes out this weekend.
Oh, Doctor Strange.
I'm going to look that up and see if it's out. Maybe we'll watch that tonight.
You should look it up.
Yeah. It's like Inception. Fucking all those twisty buildings and fucking magic and
dun, dun, dun.
Signs and shit. Okay, name another one on my list.
I have no clue.
Yeah, you do.
Some sort of, like, I don't know, like...
It's a Marvel movie, I'll give you
Peach
that.
Dragons.
No, I didn't see Peach Dragon. You refused to watch it with me.
BFG, I don't know.
I didn't watch Big Fucking Giant. Is that what it means?
No.
I can't remember. What was it?
No.
Big fucking guy?
No, it's for kids. It's a kids movie.
Big friendly giant.
Yeah.
Mm. Big fingering giant.
No, big fucking gun from Doom or Quake or one of those.
Oh, Quake.
I really can't guess it. There's another Marvel movie?
Yeah, but it was made by Fox. Rated R.
Oh, Deadpool.
Yeah, that came out in 2016.
Hey,
that didn't
I
make
know.
Your list.
No. That's fun.
And Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yeah, that was an honorable mention because that movie's really nice.
It's so fucking good. And the dude from Balls of Fury and Fanboys, fucking god damn it. What's his name?
Oh, I forget.
Oh, wow.
I didn't bring him up, so don't really blame me when I can't fucking name the guy you brought up.
Dan Fogler.
Fuck, man. Like
Fogler?
Fogler.
Is it Fogler?
Fugler.
It's F-O-G-L-E-R.
Oh, Fogler.
F-O-G. Fog, right?
Fog. That's how you say it. Fogue. If I saw those three letters, I'd go, fog.
Look at that fog in the distance. Man, it's really foggy out today.
Oh, it's foggy as fog.
Man, it's like Silent Hill. Look at all this fog.
It's foggy as fook out here, dudes.
Foggy as fook. That'll be the name of this episode.
Foggy as
fook. Foggy sounds like a hoagie that went bad.
Yeah.
That was my list of 2016. So that's our list for 2016.
That is something that, you know, we're going to do yearly.
Tweet us. At I Can't Read, your top five list. EYECANTRE.
Just like a tweet us, Ted.
Yeah, please follow us. Come on.
I'll buy you lunch at fucking... you want to go to fucking CC's?
Yeah, I got a card to Panera. First person that tweets me their top five and is a new follower, I will get Panera with. No one's going to do that.
You're going to be on a weird, creepy date.
Yeah. All right, what's happening to weekly recommendations and rejections? I know you have a fuckload, so yeah. Go ahead, Tone.
Yeah, I loaded up like a fat kid before a fucking, like, doubleheader.
Yeah, you were trying to make first string with all the hoagies you were eating.
Dude, that's a I loaded up like we were about to go to the drive-in theater and see a fucking back-to-back. Okay?
I really got to carb up before I watch something and sit.
I got lasagna. I got garlic bread.
See, I carb up, and I'm just like... Like fucking 10 minutes.
No, you don't
everything.
Even carb up. There was, ladies and gentlemen, there was a night when Paul came home. It was not even 8 p.m. and he is zonked during Hardcore Henry, mind you.
Whoa.
During Hardcore Henry, a movie that is nearly like the equivalent of taking meth. And he's just. And I wake him up and he goes, what? It's fucking late. I fucking did a lot.
No.
It's not even 8 p.m. PL.
Yeah, that's actually what you said to me. You're like, it's not even 8, and you walked away, and I rewound it 30 minutes because
yeah,
I passed up.
And I was like, oh, fuck.
You're like, I already watched this. I'm like, I got it.
We can do it again. Yeah. Come on, sit down.
Go ahead, fuck off, and I'll check it out, and then I'll bring you back in when you're all caught up. No, yeah, that was, I'm tuckered out, dude.
I know.
Yeah, I actually passed out of drive-ins, too.
I imagine that.
Yeah, it's hard not to because you're in your comfy car seat.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you have a baby yeah. car seat you yeah. sit in.
Well, I'm so little, you know, just strap me in the back.
I use my diaper. I don't have to go anywhere.
No, yeah, I just piss and shit myself. It's awesome. They just toss me a sandwich. I pass out in 20 minutes. Go ahead, Tone.
Give
me rattle through them. I don't need explanations.
So, first thing I saw on this list of things I saw.
Wow. Not redundant.
And this one is... remarkably forgettable.
Oh.
Now You See Me Too.
Oh, I started watching that. Is it bad?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I give that one, Now You See Me, 2 fucking deep impacts.
Ooh.
You got burned.
Damn, dude.
Oh, you walked in and you got skadoosh burned.
Shots fired.
Next
yeah,
one.
Jesse Eisenberg in that seemed real
oh,
bad.
Oh, everyone is just a
waste. I can't believe fucking
waste.
Woody Harrelson's in that movie.
It's called A Paycheck, yeah. I guess,
and
at that
Morgan
point.
Fucking Freeman.
Yeah. Big names.
Yeah.
Big
Andy
names.
Andy Dufresne crawled through a river of shit. Now I'm a Now You See Me Too. Fucking what's-his-face. Mike Calhoun brought up a great point. He was like, I can't believe they didn't go with Now You Can't.
Yeah.
Or Now You
now
See,
you see me.
Me,
Now You Can't.
Now You Don't?
Now You Don't.
Is it Now You Don't? Now You Can't? Now what are sayings?
Now You See Me, Now You Don't.
Tony's nose just started bleeding for everyone at home. Nice.
Ow.
Why are you crying blood tears, Tone?
Now You See Me. Nope, you can't see me now.
Now You Don't. It's Now You Don't. Yeah, but I thought that was a good... But obviously they have brand recognition
yeah.
for Now You
oh,
See
they
Me.
Oh, they sure did, yeah. So. Everyone's just standing on fucking like poker cards and fucking like just big, dumb, stupid objects. And then they're like, dude, let's do an impromptu fucking thing. And the whole city is out waiting for them. It just is a pile of shit.
Yeah.
It's just such a pile of shit. They don't explain why they're doing it, how they do it, what the fuck is... Oh, dumb.
Okay. I forgot the whole first movie, so when they started talking about the eye, I was like, was that in the first one?
Dude, they talk about these secret societies of horseshit. It's like National Treasure's, like, stupid brother.
Oh.
Like, yeah. Like, it's just like a shit version of National Treasure, like, lore. Oh, fuck.
National Treasure's stupid brother.
Like, yeah, like, his stupid little brother's like, my brother does stuff. I can do it, too. Watch this. Like, look at, like, they hurt
director.
Themselves trying to do what their big brother did. But then... This next movie completely redeems that rating system.
Now You See Me 1.
Children of Men.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
a good
motherfucker
one.
Has like a we hard a, 9.
Yeah, we did a, fuck, what's that
we
called?
Did.
That
we did a
end
fucking
up?
End up, yeah.
Or movie of the week. We don't call it an end
I mean,
up
it's
anymore.
A 9 to 9.5 for me. There's nearly a level of perfection for that film, and it's fucking...
That's a lot.
It's lighting, it's cinematography, it's got such long shots, it's got great music.
That is one thing that I loved about it, was the fucking not breaking of the camera shot. That
incredible.
Shit is so sick.
So fucking... And what a
you know what other
gorgeous
movie is bad?
Vision of the future.
You know what movie is bad, but has a really awesome long shot?
Mm-mm.
Knowing.
Oh.
Remember the plane crash scene?
Oh, yeah.
Holy fuck. Watch that movie just for that and then turn it off, because it is dog shit. His kid's like drawing like the future or something.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Dumbass shit.
You
could like
watch
that.
Lost. It'd be just as fun.
Wow, six seasons.
Six seasons, baby.
Good. Children of Men.
Children of Men is
9.5.
So fucking
yeah,
great.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
I just can't say enough good things about Children of Men.
Sure can't.
Next, mm-hmm. I've only watched three episodes, and this is the one time in my life that you've probably done more than
oh,
me.
Oh, dang, The Young Pope?
The Young Pope.
Dude, it rocks, and I was so fucking butthurt about the fact that it's 10 episodes long, and I didn't know the fucking next four come out in November. So it was like, yo, watch all of season one on fucking HBO Go. And I was like, down, I love Jude Law.
Yeah.
And the Catholic Church.
Wait.
For some reason.
Six episodes and then they stop and they're going to release another four later?
Four in November.
Oh, fuck them.
Yeah, right?
Just release, like Game of Thrones, if they did that, I'd fucking, like, boycott.
Ooh,
no,
bud.
I'd riot.
Well, get your riot shield.
Why?
Because they're splitting up this next season.
No, they aren't.
I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was like an eight episode season.
Yeah, and I think they're splitting it into two. That might be the last season. I may be wrong.
I can't do this Walking Dead bullshit.
I know, I hate that. That's like a
they're
new
the
thing
worst.
It's like, hey, well, I think also they don't have to pay the act. They can't re-up their contract if they split it throughout an entire year.
Oh, little fuckbags.
You know what I'm saying?
Who would leave Game of Thrones?
Yeah, you're
who the fuck would leave Game of Thrones?
Peter Dinklage is like, later.
Oh my god.
Okay, it says, wait. It says episode 7, January 1st, 2017. That is a boldface lie.
That is a complete and utter fucking disastrous piece of shit lie.
It's not, but is it coming out in April?
Motherfucker, I thought it was like June.
Yeah, I think they might have pushed it back, but it used to be February, didn't it?
No, it was always like March or April or May, but it's like a May 8th for last season or something like that. But yeah, now it's like to where like I'm turning on my, I'm like, I'm tan when I get to watch fucking Game of Thrones.
April 21st.
I feel like watching Game of Thrones should be in the winter, though. Personally,
yeah, I completely
I feel
agree.
Like it's a fucking bingey show. You can watch it over again. It's cold half the time.
I just rewatched Game of Thrones 1 through 5 like 3-4 months ago.
Shut up!
It's oh my god, the fucking
shut up.
The when they attack the okay, I'm gonna sound way dumb real
holy
quick.
Holy shit!
Yeah, so remember the boat scene where they throw all the green shit at him?
Yes.
That shit rocks.
The wildfire.
Yeah,
and
wildfire.
The, when
the
they're
siege.
Fucking invade the siege of
King's
Landing.
Yeah, okay. See, I wasn't that dumb.
Because it's Tyrion defending the
city. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where he gets the fucking scar, right?
Oh, he gets sliced up by his own men.
Yeah, they tried to kill him in battle. Yeah, Cersei was like, yo, kill that little motherfucker.
When you're out there, try to fuck him up.
Did you hear that he's going to be in a fucking...
Yeah, he's a character in some movie.
No, the... Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Continue. Moving on.
No, the fucking Marvel with Thanos. God damn it, I can't believe I can't remember it. The Infinity Wars?
Yeah, Wars of Infinity.
The
yeah.
Infinity War, yep. Yeah. He got cast in part one, and they haven't released who he is.
Yeah, the Fintinity War.
Fintinity. But people are saying that it's going to be Puck. Are you familiar with Puck?
Nope.
Okay.
You know this.
But a lot of people think it's MODOK, which would be sick. I mean, you probably don't know what MODOK is either, right?
Is he a brain that floats?
Not a brain, but yeah, you're right. He's like in a chair, he's little arms, yeah. Little legs, and he's like a big head.
Yeah, he's like the dude that's on the top of that dude.
He'd
in
be
the
motherfucking perfect for it.
He was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No, that was Krang, I think his name is. Yeah.
He's like a brain belly.
It's Krang.
Yeah. All right. Are you still looking up the release date for...
No, it's April 20-something, some bullshit.
Some shit and fuck? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, wait, Game
April
of Thrones
some
final,
shit.
Final season 7 and 8 shortened. Okay, so yeah, you're right, it is just 8 episodes, I guess. That's so lame.
Did it. It's lame, though. 8 episodes? What am I supposed to do with that?
How many books are there? There's 5 right out. Right.
The fucker can't write the last one.
Yeah.
They're so beyond.
I think that's what it is. They're splitting, like, it was going
to
be one whole.
I think
whole.
He's like, dude, it's easier to just tell fucking screenwriters... what the fuck I'm thinking, and then they just design a show, and I don't have to write more books.
Well, I think the last book is season 7 and 8. Like, they're splitting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because I think they were going, like, season 1 was book 1. Excuse me, Jesus Christ. I had a fucking, like, frog in my throat. but, yeah, season 1 was book 1.
It's just stupid, because they could have done... a season could have been like a third of that book.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, there's extra characters that are left out. There's scenes.
That's why they're splitting the last one into 7 and 8 and making it 16 episodes.
Shouldn't even be that hard for them to do.
No, honestly, they have so much money.
Okay.
They have all the money.
So, The Young Pope, good from what I saw. I got to watch the other 3 episodes.
It's so fucking rad. But, dude, you're going to get to the 6th episode. I was like, there is no resolution to this. And then I looked it up and it was like, because there's another 4 coming. I was like, because
you got to wait.
Yeah, it's a limited series. So, I think that they're only going to do the 10, then it's going to be over. And hopefully, they don't shit the bed like fucking. What's that bad show? True Detective?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's that bad show? That show that second, shit the bed on the second?
That second season was fucking terrible.
They feel bad. No one's come out of the fucking... They're literally in the dark. Like, we're not talking about it. Just
yeah,
move on.
They should have just... I would have been fine if they just didn't release another season.
No.
I want to watch the first season again.
The fucking first season's stellar.
What was that, 10 episodes or 6? 6?
No, that's like 6, yeah.
Yeah, right on.
It's like a mini series on...
That's what HBO. I thought the Young Pope was going to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jude Law is the shit in it.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, okay, so you
he's
know...
He's a creepy fuck, man.
Oh, yeah. It gets way creepy. But okay, so like... Which is weird that I like this, because it's way dialogue-driven. Not a single kick or punch in it.
No one's doing
not
much
one
or
robot,
nothing physical.
No aliens.
Yeah.
Insane. And I was... Oh, it's riveting. But yeah, so like... You know how like the new
I'm proud of you.
You know how like the new pope that we have is like, yeah, fucking condoms are cool, marriage, I'm all for it. Like he takes the exact opposite, which is weird because he's young.
Yeah,
he brings back the fire and brimstone to the Catholic Church. So you made it that far, I take it.
Yeah, he's like we forgot how to pray. Like,
oh, you saw a speech.
His first speech, then it's a dream. Then I saw his actual speech.
That one, yeah.
And that's where I ended, was like everyone just being like, oh,
holy shit.
Fuck me.
Yeah, he's like, you don't deserve me. Oh, man. Yeah, check out The Young Pope. Oh, the first 6 are on HBO.
Don't worship me. Worship God. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm no one. Like,
yeah, it's fucking, it's good. It's really good.
I mean, he's just got such a, it's a, like, he talks to people that seem holier than him. The guy that he kind of shut out, the old guy that tried to kill himself. There's an old dude that was supposed to be Pope.
Well,
that was like his mentor.
Yeah, his mentor. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He seems holier than Jude Law in a lot of ways. But then Jude Law seems like he's the kind of guy that would lash himself all night and like repent all night.
Well, like okay, so like it seems more like there was a game being played for like how the Catholic Church operates and like everything like that. And, like, how they make their money. And Jude Law comes in and he's like, no, fuck that. He's like, you're not putting my face on plates. You're not, like, selling my image. Yeah. No one takes a picture of me. And he like, and that comes into play later on, like the 6th, I think like the 6th episode, he meets the prime minister of Italy, and like they talk. He was like, well, like he's like, these are the things that you need to do for the Vatican City, and I also want to expand and shit. It's fucking crazy. It's a really cool, dialogue, like volley back and forth between the two characters.
Yeah,
yeah, I think you'll really dig it. Yeah, The Young Pope, highly recommend. Yeah. I give it a fucking solid 8.5 out of 10 deep impacts.
Boom, you heard it here
first. I don't think a lot of people watch that show, honestly.
I mean, it's an HBO show, so it's probably getting pretty good ratings, but not where, like, it's, you know, it's not Game of Thrones. It's not fucking Dancing with the Stars popular or whatever. Oh. It's not as
it's
cool
not
as
Game of Thrones or Dancing with the Stars.
I mean, it's not like Bill Nye the Science Guy numbers, but...
British Got Talent.
British Got Talent.
I don't even know that's a show.
Britain's Got Talent.
British Got Talent.
British, you got talent.
Oh, dang.
I also watched...
Hey, IMDb agreed with me, 8.5 Young Pope. What up?
Oh, my gosh. Dude, that's what we should do, is we should fucking guesstimate IMDb ratings on things. That's a game right there.
Wait a second.
40 movies.
So IMDb already rated the last 4 episodes.
Meaning
they
what?
Already saw them.
How'd they know them?
I don't know. The next one comes out November 11th.
Confusing.
Oh, wait. 2 come out November 11th. Oh, shit. That's going to be a good day. Damn, that's like fucking 10 months away.
No, not really. Count your months.
9.
Really?
Yeah, it's... What's today's date? What's 9 plus 2, you fuck up?
9 plus 2 is fucking 10.
Wow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, you're right. My bad. All right, what else you see?
Oh, yeah, I was thinking September, not November.
September.
Sorry.
Yeah, November's the 11th month.
You keep interrupting me.
Go.
With your bullshit.
Young Pope, great. Check it out. Tony.
The Magicians. I watched the whole first season.
Is it good?
And second season.
Wow.
I'm sorry, no. I'm starting the second season.
I mean, I finished it just now.
It's all right.
Yeah?
But it's great. But it's also not. Like, it feels like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It feels like
ooh,
violent. They cuss.
You love
they
Buffy,
have sex.
Though. Is that a Netflix original?
No, that's Sci-Fi on Netflix.
Sci-Fi channel?
Yeah. Mm. Hey, man.
I don't trust
them. Don't knock it till you try it. It's like Harry Potter if they were in their fucking like late 20s.
See, oh, so they're actually like wizardy?
Wizardy as fuck. Okay, like, so slicing throats and fucking like curing like cancer and
but
shit.
But is it like that kind of teeny bullshit like reactions with each other or interactions rather?
The characters are much, much more mature than like any other.
So it's not like Buffy then?
It is in the fact that like they're fighting like these villains that like their headmaster doesn't know how to help with and shit. Like,
sounds more like
all the fucking teachers in the school.
Harry Potter than Buffy.
Oh my god,
is Spike in it?
I know. I'm more so saying like it feels like Buffy because there's like fantasy lands.
Oh
and, like,
wait, does it open up with an Offspring song?
Yeah.
Is that why it feels like Buffy?
I quit.
Is Sarah? Oh, go burn
I,
you.
I think
fuck
I have.
You.
I think I had some sort of aneurysm just now. It's just my eyes like fucking real. It smells like salt.
I watched Iron Man.
Oh, sick, dude.
You watched some of it with me.
Yeah, and then I bailed because I was like, God tired. Damn, it's been the 12th time.
No, what? Me and you watching Iron Man together?
Oh,
no.
Yeah, on TNT. I watched it with my dad 95 times.
It's so good. Why wouldn't
it? It takes
you?
3 hours for that movie to air on TNT.
Yeah, it's 2 hours and like 26 minutes long.
Fuck, man.
And you got to wait to the after credits scene when you see fucking Nick Fury for the first time
You
ever.
Really don't.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, really don't.
I need to talk to you about this. Oh, no, it's not a good
I got an initiative. I
hold
need
on,
you to sign
on.
Up for.
These motherfuckers. Snakes, yo, Tony Stark.
Oh my god.
Hey, bitch, you ever heard of the Avengers?
Yo, bitch.
Black Snake Moan.
Yeah, get back in the house.
I would do a line from Django, but I can't without being insanely offensive.
Yeah, you can't really think of much from that movie.
No, not at all.
Well, same thing with fucking Hateful Eight.
Woo, yeah.
That movie's so fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It
hateful.
Doesn't get as much like chat as like Django did, but
yeah. Well, Django's way gory. And again, mean, the end of Hateful Eight is insanely gory too.
I mean, like
a lot of squibs.
Kurt Russell was the fucking shit in Hateful Eight.
Every actor who played fucking Silent Bob, Kevin Smith.
I don't know. It's an actor I never knew.
Yeah, but what was his name in it? Like Silent Roberto.
Yeah, Silent. He's like, my name is Bob. Like,
yeah,
something
my
like
name
that.
Is Bob. Yeah, barely talks. Yeah, that dude rocks. That movie's so great. Hateful Eight. Check it out. We didn't watch that.
No.
Iron Man. Still good.
Still good.
Nine Deep Impacts. I think that's one of my favorite movies. Well, there we go. It's like a salmon.
She just got away from me.
Have you ever done that? Like pulled your phone out and like just like
oh yeah, just let it fling
straight from the pocket.
No, I was walking by this lady in the hall at work and like it's just a quiet hall, just me and her. She's like fucking like mopping the floor or whatever. She's like, watch your feet. I'm like, oh thanks. Just like looking at my phone, I'm like, ah. Just drop it straight on the ground like an asshole. Like I hit something that's not there. Like a ghost slapped it out of my hand. I'm like, just
stop
walk.
That.
All I was doing was walking. And she's just like, you moron. And I'm like, fuck you.
Wow.
That's how it went down.
Right on.
In my mind.
And you slipped on a wet floor.
Yeah. Then I.
Why'd you have a sign
up? I shoved her face in her mouth. And I said, you eat it.
Yeah. Nine Deep Impacts for Iron Man. One of my favorite Marvel movies. Maybe my favorite. What's your favorite Marvel movie, Tony?
Fuck.
I had some coffee today.
Probably
Guardians.
Probably
Guardians.
No,
Strange.
Guardians are strange.
Yeah, you like that mystical shit.
Yeah, that's my favorite type. Is like Oracle, like fucking like conjuring, like
yeah,
putting fucking.
Did you ever check out
seals
Constantine?
On the floor and shit? Huh?
Did you ever check out Constantine the show?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I was pissed it got canceled.
Yeah, that show really actually rocked. It reminded me of it because like he drew all those signs and shit like that.
It reminds me almost of like a fucking like a little bit happier Constantine. He has like there's a crew of like four people, but they're not really. You hate the main kid. You know what I mean? You kind of hate Harry. You kind of root for other people on Harry's team. Like you're
you don't like
oh,
Harry?
Hermione kind of handles shit more than Harry does.
Hermione.
You know what I mean? But the main character is this little whiny-ass, punk-ass little punk bitch. Like,
gotcha.
I don't care for him at all with his long, dumb hair and his shitty, like, I don't know how, but sometimes I do strong magic. And I'm like, you're a moron. You're just a fucking moron.
Yeah, and
other people are trying.
In all honesty, Harry does, like, kind of fall ass backwards into just greatness in that whole fucking film series.
Yeah, they're like, he's like, I can't really get Patronus. Yeah. Oh, God, it's the strongest Patronus ever.
Yeah, and it turns out that it was me from the future.
Yeah.
Hermione has a weird time machine on her neck.
I'm great once I get
was
really,
that my
really put
dad?
In there.
I'm an idiot.
Hello?
His was a stag.
Hey, wake up. Wake up. We gotta go.
Okay, go ahead.
The Dementors are here.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Dementors.
The bad guy in it, though, I will say, like, he murders an entire classroom full of kids, like in the first episode.
Oh, like Anakin with the younglings?
Yes. And they're not, yeah, I mean, but not 5-year-olds.
That's
but,
one
yeah,
of the hardest scenes to ever be made.
To think of. You don't see it. In this one, you see it. And the dude has a face.
Yeah, why do you think Lucas cut that part out?
It was like one of those things, like when you filmed it, you had all the actors there, you spent the money. Why not just show it?
Do you think he filmed it?
No, I don't think he filmed lightsaber, because you'd have to CG it, too. It's like, hey,
oh,
CG team.
Sure.
It's 20 kids, yeah, 20 of them, and they're all going to get hacked and slashed up by a lightsaber.
In half,
viciously.
Heads, arms.
There's going to be some force pushes. He's probably going to choke one as he's doing it.
Oh, and then throw him at another one.
Yep. But either way, he'll probably put their lightsabers in his hand and like slice them with their little lightsabers.
He's going to make a little youngling shish kebab out of them.
Two or three of them on there and shake them off. Like, you know, like Vader. Like, I want Vader to, like, do it one day where he, like, you know, pulls a door through his lightsaber. He'll pull it through a couple kids.
But then again, I mean, what's kind of neat is that if you think about that and you think about the end of Rogue One, those, like, match up, like, really hard. Other than the fact that he's murdering children.
Yeah, no, he's murdering
adults.
Adults that were in his way.
Yeah.
Those kids are in his way.
Damn it, that ending's so sick.
You murdered younglings. Yeah.
And
Anakin, please come on back. You're breaking my heart. No, I already murdered tons of younglings, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to try to kill Obi-Wan because I'm pretty sure
I've already gone over the hill of evil, you dumb bitch. Like, were you serious?
I love that he's like, are you guys fucking? I just killed a bunch of babies and you guys are fucking?
Hey, what are you guys doing over there by that spaceship, you whore?
She's like, I'm pregnant. What?
I'm like 9.5 months, dude.
I'm in labor with your twins. Okay, good. We are not even halfway through your list, I'm guessing.
No, it's great, though, because the fans need it.
Yeah.
My listeners have been clamoring. They've been saying, I got my juices are backed up. I need a release.
Well, hopefully they made it through the first 10 minutes of us being like, we forgot how to do this.
What are you talking about?
Oh, listen back. You were like, moving on.
Oh, yeah, I didn't want anything to do with certain things.
Yeah,
but then again, you forgot how powerful and demanding I am.
True.
Because I'm a very powerful dude when I'm always a power top.
Yeah, he flipped me right over and started fucking me. That's when the episode got good.
I know you like that butt stuff.
Go ahead.
Listen, the magicians.
Yeah.
The bad dude from it. You can't see his face, but he just has a swarm of fucking bees that are always around his face.
Whoa, like fucking Candyman.
Yeah. Oh. And like he wears like a full suit. But he has bees for a face.
I might check it out.
And, like, dude, literally, like, some of the magic, like, if you're quick enough and you can do hand movements quick enough, you just can slice throats, you can crush a skull, like, you can make someone's fucking, like, eyes start bleeding just by going, like, real fast with your hand.
You're telling me that it's not teeny boppery, though, right?
No, it's got the F-bomb in it, it's bloody, like, yeah.
I'm okay.
Dude, there's people
next
that
week,
are,
if you're wrong.
Dude, there's the idea of, like, being addicted to magic, like, having, like, a crack addiction for magic.
Oh, that's kind
of
cool.
Yeah.
So, if I feel like it's teeny boppery, you get kicked in the nuts on the next podcast.
Also, they summon gods. Like, legit gods from folklore. They go they also go to, like, mythical lands, like, from childhood books.
Yeah.
Where, like, real magic existed, but people wrote about it.
So it's kind of like fucking Once Upon a Time?
I don't know what that is.
Kind of like True Blood?
That's Fairyland. It's very stupid.
Yeah. Ooh, that's what I
stopped watching. Stupid.
You finished it, didn't you?
It's filled with, like, one douchey, like, species. This one, it's like, no, like, they go and there's, like, elder gods. It's almost like, it reminds me of, like, a mature Narnia that they go to. Like, it's not horrible looking. Like,
cool.
There's, like, you know, fucking, like, ram head people. There's, like, fucking elder gods.
I'm in.
There's snakes.
What do you give it?
Oh, I give magicians, like, 8.2. Like, it's
dang.
Cool. Yeah, like, it's fun. There's this one girl that I have a big old crush on in the show. You know what
I'm saying? That's why you like
no,
it.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
all the other shit I just described first so I could say this and,
you would definitely
wash over it. She got some big old titties.
So I sat through 2 seasons.
Yeah.
I know porn exists and shit, but yeah. God, I love her.
I hate you so much. It's not like the equivalent of being like, no, Baywatch, dude. So it's got like these sick ass themes, actually. Like, dude, there's like
I just like watching people get saved.
It's also like really, really technical.
Imagine
like,
Batman, but in a red bathing suit.
I'm really into CPR. Like, watching how people CPR is really cool.
I love looking at beaches.
Said, hey, I've been watching Baywatch, I've been also semi-erect the whole time. It's titties and stuff.
Semi-erect. I've been half chub for like a season and a half.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, go.
The next one is Under the Sun. It's about North Korea. It's a documentary I saw. Don't go to North Korea.
I wasn't planning on it, but thank you.
It's also...
Let me call my travel agent. Yeah,
I've
canceled North Korea.
Tons of stuff about cults.
Oh.
Real hard into cults, man.
Yeah. Like Jonestown shit?
I fucking can't get it. Dude, even Dan was like, bro, you're going a little too deep into the Jonestown lately. I'm like, I've watched like 4 documentaries, listened to more footage, listened to more audio recordings. Like,
that's creepy.
It's so bad. Over 280 kids died that day.
Yeah.
Like, in that compound. That's, and 900.
That's the Adidas motherfuckers, right?
What?
The ones that wore the Adidas and like the tracksuits?
No. That's those were the people that lived. They moved out of the country. They were
totally across the world. Yeah,
900 people strong, compound. And Jim Jones was like their leader.
Jim Jones.
And he was like, that's where the term
Jonestown.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Comes from.
What about the fucking people that were in the one compound with all the Adidas and the tracksuits?
I don't know what that one's called, but I know that that's another fucking like creep cult. Jonestown is the most successful, like, I guess, scale cult next to North Korea, if you consider North Korea a cult.
It kind of is. I mean, they, like, fucking...
Well, the way they, like, shelter...
Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate, yeah.
Yeah, that's the American UFO religious...
Creepy.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, if you consider North Korea the way that they do monitor everything that their citizens can do and see and, you know, limit what they can, where they can go... It is very, like, and it's all, you know, it's a family that runs that fucking country.
Yeah, kind of like the fucking Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I watched that. That was kind of fun.
Plus 7 other documentaries about it. Gotcha.
Plus about 7 other documentaries about cults. Like, fucking, like, most, like, murderers, like, people who have killed the most.
Yeah.
In the world. There are people that have killed, like, single-handedly, like, 700 people confirmed and shit.
Good Lord.
You think of, like, Dahmer, and you're like, oh, man, dude, he, like, killed, you know what I mean? Like,
that's because he, like, drug and, like, 8 people. And...
Yeah, he's creepy, but he did creepy shit. But then it's like, oh, child rapist, torturer, murderer killed 600 kids in Colombia in 1940. I'm like,
that's insane.
What? A whole fucking town people?
I thought you were talking about, like a sniper, like American Sniper. Oh, like
I thought you were
going
to say, like, you thought I was talking about, like, ancient times when someone could get it. No, I'm talking about, like, just legit, like, dude who had, like, an ice cream truck lured that many kids over the course of, like, 12 years, then got caught and, like, had, like, admitted to all... Oh, man. There's some fucking lunatics. There's one dude called The Beast.
Yeah.
Look him up. His name's, like, Louise something, and...
Dreyfus.
He is a fucking monster. Like, he's a scary... And he's fucking out there.
Still.
He escaped. He escaped the prison, dude.
I wish this was a video podcast because you look terrified.
He's out there somewhere.
He's fucking...
He's only like 71. Like, he's still like... Could get up and go.
He's still virile.
He's still virile enough to fuck, kill, murder, torture if he wanted. Whatever he wants. So creepy.
Yeah.
So I've been doing a lot of that. That's been a real good time. I also watched...
How many deep impacts do you give all those fucked up documentaries?
I like a fucking, like a high sevens.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not something you're going to revisit, but it's something that, like, intrigues me in a very morbid way. Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Extract. Watch that again.
Good movie.
Fucking great, dude. That fucking... Mike Judge is a very unique dude.
I'd say that's Office Space.
Yeah.
Idiocracy.
Yeah. He's just a very funny writer. And Jason Bateman...
is amazing.
Yeah.
He's truly awesome.
Dumb, stupid, dumb Brad. No, that's not what I said. Why did you do that?
His delivery's so good. I think he's really underrated.
I started watching a little bit of Arrested Development again because of that. Yeah. Then I watched 2 seasons of Schitt's Creek. And it's about this family.
I thought you were renaming Dawson's Creek.
No. It's a comedy. I was sick.
Checking out Pacey
for like,
again.
Like 5 days. So I just binge watched this like comedy show. But it's funny. You know what I mean? Like
six.
It's about a
impacts.
Shitty family, like a shitty rich family that fucking has to live in a motel because they own the town, but they got bankrupt.
Yeah.
So the only place they have to go is this shitty town that they bought one time as a joke. And then they live there. And it's pretty funny. You know what I mean? Like it's got enough like... It's kind of like watching, like, The New Girl or, like, fucking something like that. You're like, it's funny enough. I'll binge it because I'm bored and I'm sick.
Right on.
Wouldn't watch it when I'm healthy.
6 deep impacts?
6, yeah.
Okay.
6.5.
Yeah.
Then I also watched the not-so-comical, but also it's a comedy movie, The Nice Guys.
Oh, I saw this, too.
Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling.
I
thought it was one of the most fucked up...
Yeah.
comedies.
Yeah.
Darkest comedies I'd ever seen.
It's, I really enjoyed it.
It was so, like, I was over, literally over at Joe's, just like, this is not what I fucking thought. This is crazy.
Yeah, you thought it was going to be like a buddy cop.
People are getting shot for no reason in the background. People are like that hookers are dead.
That fucked me up too. Yeah, like there's like a scene where this girl just gets fucking taken out. Yeah. And they don't address it whatsoever.
No, never go back to it. Just blew her brain or blew her chest out and just walked away from the scene.
That shit was insane. Yeah, fucking when he breaks his arm.
Yeah,
and he screams. Oh my god!
When he fucking tries.
Ryan Gosling's amazing in that movie.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Yeah, that was like one of my favorite roles that he's ever done.
When he busts the glass to get into the door, he just drags his arm on broken glass, and he's like, "Oh no!"
Yeah, he's old. Oh shit! Passes out.
Dude, just like the funniest like shit. Like he thinks he's clever, like putting wrapping around his fist, punches through but drags his
arm. You know
who
wrote that and directed it, right?
It was Shane
Black.
Shane Black, yeah.
So it felt like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang to
That's
me.
That's what I'm saying. Like it was just so raw.
And Kiss Kiss Bang Bang has a lot of really dark shit. Remember when she cuts off his finger in the door?
Yeah.
She's like, was that your finger? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like it was a very like, you're not going in there and getting like 21 Jump Street.
No,
like,
I give Nice Guys an 8.5. Like, I really enjoyed it.
I give it an 8. It was fantastic, but I also was like, where the fuck am I? Because this is not reality.
It's weird as fuck.
It's not a real world.
I also love Shane Black. Like Iron Man 3, I think is fucking fantastic, and mainly because of him.
I hate the bad guy in that movie.
Yeah, that does suck. The the quasi-Mandarin.
Yeah.
The extremist. But him and that little kid... Like that's really fun. That's a really cool part of that movie, Iron Man 3.
He hooks him up good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a little kid from fucking Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah.
And he was also in fucking Nice Guys. He was the kid that finds the dead prostitute at the beginning. Not prostitute, porn star.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's looking at the Playboy and the fucking car
that
comes
through. That was what I guess appalled me is like she's like talking to this little kid and just the abrupt amount of titties that are in the scene. I'm like, that was like 12 seconds like panned on her titties.
Yeah.
Didn't need to be in there. You could do an above shot that she was naked and bloody.
Totally.
And then just, like, get her face as she's talking to the kid, and then the kid covers her. Instead, it was, like, gratuitous. Like,
I'll give
look
you that.
At her fat old titties.
Well, covered in blood and all dead and shit.
Yeah, like, cut up.
But
like,
it was a really cool moment, because that kid, at the beginning of the movie, he goes into his parents' room, steals a porno Playboy from underneath the bed, and then walks out, and he's, like, looking at it, and I'm pretty sure it's the girl that
It's fought. Her, yeah.
Yeah, he's looking at a picture of her, and her car flies through his entire house.
Yeah, like,
into
off
a ravine.
Yeah.
And then fucking, like, she gets, like, ejected
thrown
out of the car.
Out, yeah.
And then, like, she's, like, dying, and she's like, oh, what does she say? Like, what's your ride, baby? Or how's...
It's a car. Do you like my car, baby?
Yeah,
like,
daddy or some shit like that, yeah. And he... But it's weird, because, like, he looks at her, and she dies in front of him. Then he covers her up with a shirt, which I thought was, like, kind of, like, I don't know. It was a cool moment. Like,
yeah, no, he was like, this is...
Because he coveted her, but he wanted her to have, like, a respect, too. Like,
yeah,
I thought that was
her.
A really...
He met her, and he was like, dude, she's cool.
He met her.
Yeah.
Watched her die.
High-fived her.
Yeah.
It was also, like, she looked like the fucking, like, ghost that killed herself in the shower in 13 Ghosts.
Oh, wow. Yeah, good call.
And I was like, dude, I don't need these cut-up titties everywhere all over the place. Yeah. Like, calm it down there, Shaney. But then after that, it was off the rails, shooting innocents, like, just doing whatever the fuck they felt like.
Check out Nice Guys. I think it's on HBO Go.
Yeah. And then I also watched, and this one is going to be way above your pay grade.
Oh, great.
Mulholland Drive.
Oh, yeah.
It's a David Lynch film, and for me, it's probably my favorite film he's ever made.
Really?
And that's including Dune, brother.
That's
including Dune.
Are you feeling like warm?
I am because it's hot as the devil's dicks in here.
Yeah.
But
my apologies.
Dune's great for what it is. It's not the best interpretation of Frank Herbert's novel.
Yes.
I'll give it what it is. It's aesthetically awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a fun fucking ride.
Let's not talk about Dune. Go ahead.
Yeah. Man, Dune's the shit. Mulholland Drive. Naomi Watts.
Yeah.
At the beginning of her career, kills it in this film. Like, it's fucking...
How old is it?
Like, 2001?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's back there.
I was in eighth grade.
But it feels like 91. Like, it looks like 91.
Gotcha.
And David Lynch is a very unforgiving filmmaker to where he's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get catharsis out of my films if I don't want you to. I don't give a shit. I don't hand feed. Fuck off.
Yeah.
So... Like, the big kickoff at the end of the movie is someone just in a theater is sitting there and just says, Silencio, to you. And you're like, oh, but wait, hold on. there was like a half hour of really convoluted, like, switching up of characters, like, almost like me and you, but then I'm in your shirt and you're in mine.
Oh.
And you're acting out my body. And you're like, but who's who? Wait, was she
fantasy? Him all along?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, what was real? You never know. It's fucking, like, evil and eerie, and it tears you the fuck up. Like, there's this beautiful, like, fucking Spanish singer, this lady that's singing. But it's all about, like, this is all prosthetic. It's not really her. Uh-huh. So during the middle of the performance, she falls down but keeps singing. Oh. And she's dead. You know what I mean? Like, she stops. She's her voice, her mouth's not moving, but the song keeps going.
Creepy.
So you're kind of, like, made to think, like, what you were listening to is not real. Like, none of this is real. Like, don't worry about what you're seeing.
Yeah.
And then it says, no hoy bando. And that just means there is no band. Like, dude, like, it's not around here. It's not real. Like, the audio is not even really coming from, like, the guitar or the drum. Like, this is all fantasy. And so it's a trippy movie.
Right on.
And I was just like, let's get ripped. Watch this shit. Like, get a fucking, like, real existential on it. And I did.
And?
And, oh, I give Mulholland Drive a 9, but it is a ambitious watch. You have to, you know, it needs focus. It needs,
you can't sleep.
You need to open your fucking mind a bit because it's a confusing fuck ride. Okay. But
where do you watch it on?
A TV?
Fuck off.
Netflix.
Oh, right on. Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Also, you didn't watch this yet because you're a big dummy. But
John
I did.
Carpenter's Ghost of Mars, because yes, I did, Tony.
Legion.
Oh, no. Is that a show?
Dun. It's the X-Men TV show on FX.
Say what?
About fucking, like, X-Men? Psychic mutants and shit, bro. Dumb, stupid.
Audrey
Plaza's in it. Yeah. First episode just aired. It was an hour and a half long. It feels like no other show I've ever watched.
Dang. I have FX now. I'm going to watch
You're
that.
You're so dumb.
Yeah. I almost want to end this podcast because I got an hour and a half before work.
Honestly.
And I can kill it,
like,
right now.
It's like he doesn't
Wait,
know.
Hour and a half with commercials?
Yeah. You can fast forward
dang.
In and like
Well,
one
no, they
time.
Don't have, I don't think they have commercials. Oh, yeah, they do. And they don't let
you
skip them.
Them.
Motherfucker.
Either way, it's a trippy fucking, like, it got horrible reviews because I think people are confused by it.
Yeah. Another Mulholland Drive.
It feels like the 70s, but it's in the future. Yeah. Like, people have, like, cyber fucking, like, notebooks, but the places you're in feel like you're in the 70s. Sorry, 70s, I burped.
Jeez.
Swallowed it.
Feels like the 70s, you're in the future. Got it.
But you don't really know, like, what kind of fucking powers these kids are dealing with. Like, they don't know what they are, but the shit starts getting fucked up. Like, a whole kitchen just explodes in front of this dude, and, like, he gets cut by a knife and then throws the knife. It looked fucking, it's aesthetically gorgeous.
Right
and
on.
The CG was on fucking point.
Sick.
But everything is sort of weird. Like, you're in, like, a really futuristic looking room where someone's being interrogated. Then they walk out and there's a fucking, like, empty Olympic pool that they're next to. And are in, like, a gym.
So what do you give it?
I mean, I give it, like, a fucking, like, 8.
Wow.
But only because I fell asleep at the very end, which is rare for me, but it was 3 a.m.
Huh.
But of what I saw,
you
I want to rewatch. Oh, shut up. One time out of a million. You've done it a million times. Quiet your coughing. I'm speaking.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I love you. I'm sorry.
I love you, too.
That's about it. That's where I got.
All right.
In those, like, 4 weeks you were in here.
Yeah. I watched John Carpenter's fucking Ghost of Mars.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, yeah, we're good.
Ghost of Mars.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Way bad.
Yeah.
Not even, like, kind of cool.
Didn't
really explain the fucking weird dust that was possessing people.
Yeah.
It sucked. I also fell asleep in it, but I don't think I missed much.
Yeah. Fuck that movie.
I also almost finished Hubble. I had to go to work, so I couldn't watch it all. But it's this really rad documentary based on the Hubble telescope.
Oh.
It is gorgeous. It's shot in IMAX. It looks insane, dude. You should watch it on your TV. It's on Hulu.
What's it called?
Hubble?
Hubble.
Yeah.
All right.
Stop looking at your fucking phone and listen to me.
I'm looking at my list of shit. Shut up.
Yeah, no. Hubble was really cool. Like, it shows, like, a lot of the pictures from Hubble, and it also shows the astronauts that go up and try to fix it and shit like that. It's crazy.
That's tight.
Yeah, it's really good. It's only like 50 minutes long or so, but I mean, like, there's this really rad. So I guess, like, the Hubble telescope, when it takes a picture, it takes it almost in, like, a 3D-ish type of way.
Okay.
So, like, it actually shows you going past stars in the picture.
Yeah.
You're like, we're going like 650 trillion miles an hour right now because we're going to Orion's Belt, which is like 155,000 light years away or some such shit like that. There's a nebula that creates, like, like solar systems, basically. Like, okay, it's creating a star inside of it, and it's covered in black, and that's like where the planets are being like made as, yeah, well, and will start expanding. And it shows you it, and they have little tails and shit, so they call them like tadpoles.
Yeah,
they're like tadpole fucking solar systems.
Wow,
it is fucking
tadpole
cool.
Solar. All right, I'm watching that. For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. Check it out.
For sure.
All right, so let's hop into Testa Tony. We did Hannibal.
Based off of the Hannibal Lecter
based
series.
Based off of Silence of the Yams.
Just shut up and eat them.
Yeah, that was the tagline. Shut up and eat them. I can't believe that no one's made like a fucking Thanksgiving movie called Silence of the Lambs. Shut up and eat them. All right, yeah, no, Hannibal. I actually really enjoyed this. Rewatching it, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Didn't fall asleep once.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. What it was, like noon, I had a whole night's worth of sleep in me.
Shut. Oh, my God. You just fall asleep while driving? Fuck.
I'm like narcoleptic. It's weird.
I crashed out.
I was watching The Office the other day, and Michael, and it's just the pan of like Dwight and Michael in the car driving, and Michael's wearing sunglasses, and he goes, oh, my God, I was asleep. Yeah. Wow, these are dark. And he's yeah, like, yeah, Michael. Yeah.
Like, you were sleeping?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, these sunglasses are really dark.
Jeez.
All right, anyway, so Hannibal. Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. Fucking, it was weird. I forgot that Clarice was replaced.
Yeah, new actress, yeah.
Well, what's her
Julianne
name?
Moore.
Yeah, and the first one was Foster, Jodie Foster. Yeah, so that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But Julianne Moore did a great job in it.
I think she's great.
Yeah, yeah, she's awesome. And it's but it's weird to follow that such an iconic role.
Yeah,
of her character Clarice Starling. Yeah, and I don't know. I really dug it a lot when I revisited it. What about you? Did it
pass?
I think
it's got some fucking beautiful scenes in it.
Yeah,
yeah. Like
the whole end.
Everything. Yeah, everything in that last house is just haunting and fucking awesome.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't like is when they showed flashbacks or like when she got all freaked out. Was that weird choppy slow-mo shit.
Yeah. And
that's not like aesthetically pleasing to me. It looks old and it looks dumb to me. I don't know why.
Because back then they were probably like, this is cutting edge. This is dope.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It just looks so fucking like lazy.
It is lazy. I fucking hate it.
Yeah. I give that movie a 2. No.
Fuck that stupid shit.
No, I liked it. I think
everyone did great acting. Fucking Ray Liotta's the shit in it.
Yeah. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah. What an asshole.
His name was Paul.
Paul, good. Die, dummy.
Yeah.
Beyond that, like, it doesn't live up to its fucking original.
Yeah, the predecessor. Sounds
can't
like
do that at all. But then again, Red Dragon is right there with Hannibal, and Silence of the Lambs stands alone.
Dang, you think I feel like Red Dragon's lower than Hannibal.
I dig the fucking, like, bad guy in it. Yeah, I don't so much like Ed Norton too much.
Yeah.
But I loved fucking Ralph Fiennes. Rafe Fiennes, as the dragon.
Right.
It was creepy as shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I have to give that another chance. I just remember like watching Hannibal and like really liking it, and Silence of the Lambs, of course, and then seeing Red Dragon, I was like, meh. But it's probably because Hannibal Lecter wasn't in it, so that's why I was kind of like, I don't really
Take
care.
Take this monster
right,
back
he wasn't
to
in Red
Baltimore,
dragon, right?
Huh?
He wasn't in Red Dragon, right?
Who?
Hannibal.
Hannibal was talking to him. He was like sending him messages.
Right, but he wasn't actually in the movie.
Who? Hannibal himself? I mean, Anthony Hopkins?
Right.
Anthony Hopkins was in it.
Red Dragon?
Yeah.
Man, I gotta watch that again.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm pretty fucking sure that you see him talk to Edward Norton, because Edward Norton knows Hannibal Lecter. Yeah, he's, like, legit in it.
Oh, wow, right on. Okay, I do remember
that.
Yeah,
like, he's, like, in prison during Red Dragon.
Well,
and
I guess I gotta rewatch that, motherfucker.
Talking about, he talks about him, he's like, he's a shy boy. Like, he kind of describes him like he did Buffalo Bill.
Toughens your nipples, didn't it?
Mm.
Do your little tongue thing.
What?
You go... yeah. And I fling cum at you. No. Do you remember that shit?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like the lambs. That dude literally
mumbling
flings...
Meeks in the next cell. What did he say to you?
Can you do the whole movie?
He said, I can smell your pussy. I cannot.
Oh, damn. I want to watch Silence of the Lambs now and Red Dragon. Damn, let's go Hannibal all out, dude.
Dude, let's just do it.
So what do you give Hannibal?
I give it because it's got low rewatchability for me, I give it a 7.
7?
7,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like a standard film, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, not...
Nothing crazy.
Total shit, not horrible, not great.
Yeah, and fucking the dude with no face, can't remember his name.
Mason.
Yeah. He was cool, but like not that cool of a villain. I don't know.
What was I gonna say about him?
I don't know.
I did not know
when he cuts off his face.
But I did want to tell you, it's who plays him is Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So cool.
Yeah, he falls right into that role.
Great. He's great.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, man, he's so
Carvel.
This job. Carvel.
Shoot him. He's like, you can go ahead and drop him in this pit. You can say it's me. I don't care. And he just like turns around fucking, and that dude gets eaten by fucking pigs.
He's like, I just want to go home. Yeah. Peace.
I just want to cut this dude's brain up and fucking feed it to him and have her watch.
Alrighty. Let you roll right
How
in.
How fucking insane was it when she fucking handcuffs him and he's like, this is going to hurt a lot. And then cuts off his own fucking hand.
Yeah.
Does he have a hand in Red Dragon or does that take place before Hannibal?
Oh, I think that's
before,
fucking
right?
Pre, yeah.
Yeah, okay, right on.
Yeah, because they introduce... I think Buffalo Bill is coming
from that, yeah.
From Red Dragon because he's like, I want nothing. Edward Norton's like, I want nothing to do with this guy. And they're like, well, we got this girl, Clarice. We'll see what she wants to
right
do.
Right on. So it is, it was a prequel to Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. It's when he, oh, fuck, dude.
We gotta watch this.
No, now I'm like, just recalling. It's, when he still has a practice, he's still a fucking psychiatrist.
MD.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that he signed the letter that he's like Hannibal Lecter, MD, PS, yeah. And then he says something, he writes H.
That's where Edward Norton gets to know him. He's consulting about the Red Dragon to him as just like a psychiatrist.
Right.
And then he's like, oh, actually, like, you know, I found out you like eating people too and murdering them. And he's like, yeah, and I'm going to kill you. And tries to kill Edward Norton.
Yeah. Right on. All right, so yeah, I'd probably agree with like 7.5. And then we did Movie of the Week, Hardcore Henry. Now,
yeah.
This was my first time seeing it.
Fook yeah.
Tony has seen it.
Yeah.
It felt like Mirror's Edge meets Call of Duty meets cool sci-fi movie. I don't know, Mirror's Edge especially. It felt like a lot like Mirror's Edge. But it was so rad, and it felt like a B-movie, too, because everything was really un-PC and shit like that, and, like, really, like, hateful and stuff. Like, it was wild, but, and it kind of felt like Silence of the, Silent Hill.
Silent Hill.
Yeah, at the end, all the fucking shit floating, kind of, like, chronicle-y type of deal.
Oh, yeah. There's superhero powers, like, telekinetics. There's robots.
Yeah, super soldiery type of feel to it.
Like fucking like bases in the sky for like scientific research.
I love the villain.
Yeah,
I thought he was fantastic. Henry himself was great, and then his helper throughout the entire thing that keeps coming back. What's that dude's fucking name?
Sholto Copley.
Yeah, he is fucking rad in it, and it's so cool because he gets to expand like just go all over the map with his acting chops, and he has a ton, and it's awesome.
Yeah, he has absurdly good acting chops.
And I'm not gonna lie, there's a song and dance number in the film.
Yeah.
That I enjoyed immensely. Oh my god! Like, and I hate that shit too. Like, I'm never like, oh man, that song and dance part.
It's
because
it's unique. It's so well done.
The whole movie is like just this awesome fucking fun ride. Like, it's a blast the entire time.
Anyone who shits on Hardcore Henry, it's because it's out of the norm. It's ambitious and it's different.
And it looks great.
They shit on Scott Pilgrim. They shit on stuff that's really fucking far fetched.
Yeah. I highly enjoyed it. I was happy that you recommended it. You've seen it like 6 times now.
I mean, I fucking love it. Yeah, I can't get enough of it. Just because, Sholto is one of my... Like, ever since I saw him in District 9, I was like, fuck, man, that dude is so dope.
Yeah. And District 9, like, you can tell that was like in his infancy as an actor.
He had this innocence. Like, he played this innocent, shitty little character.
And then Elysium, he was like that tough fucking assassin. Yeah. And then fucking, he was Chappie.
Yeah.
And he was heartbreaking as Chappie.
Yeah. It's fantastic. He does high quality work nonstop.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, he's like a Ben Foster. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
character actor.
Yeah.
Totally.
He just can do it.
Yeah. And I think that's what was neat about it is that they made him like a complete character actor in this movie. He plays like a stoner. He plays like a fucking English guard. He plays like a fucking weird old hunter. a fucking sniper. Like, the sniper one was cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of my favorite one. It might have been.
I like the fucking, I think the soldier's my favorite. The fucking, like, 1900s soldier.
Yeah, that one was cool.
It's like, come on, put your chaps on, mate.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we are. Yeah, That movie was so fucking cool.
Yeah. or he says, like, he's the most vocal one about, like, killing. He's just, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
As he's killing, he's like, this is going to hurt. And, like, throws a grenade. Like, watch your head. Like, throws something at him. Like,
yeah, that movie was a fucking nonstop blast. Yeah, if you haven't
seen
it.
Pure energy, yeah.
Once it starts, it just goes.
And the reason that it got shit on, or it got... I think it got shit on is because it's a first-person film. It's shot with a handy cam on a chest of a human.
Right.
The entire film.
Yes.
It doesn't break from that. It is that.
It's like a video game the entire time.
Yeah. You're in a first-person view of Henry the entire fucking film.
And the last shot is beautiful.
And they even do beautiful things with, like, what the idea of, like, two eyeballs would look like on
so
a person.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's super ambitious, but I feel like they... nailed it.
Yeah.
I would love to see a Hardcore Henry 2. Unfortunately, that probably never happened because it got like a 47% on Rotten Tomato, and I don't think it made that much at the box office.
Bingo.
Which is weird because I remember people seeing that trailer and being like, this looks sick.
Oh, yeah.
But I also know that people don't like fucking shaky cam shit, and that movie is all shaky cam.
It's very shaky, but...
There were times when it got a little nauseating.
When you need to see detail, it feels like you see detail.
Oh, it's shaky with a purpose.
Yeah. But like him in like that little room at the end shooting everyone as they're coming in the windows of it.
Yeah.
You see everything. Yeah. It's a white room with fucking blood everywhere.
The last like 15 minutes of that movie rocks. And the payoff at the end is sick as fuck too. Like they nailed that movie in so many ways. It's so good.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 9.
Yeah, I give it a fucking 9 too.
Yeah,
that like
was great.
Can't watch it like once every like 2 months, but I'll probably watch it another fucking 3 or 4 times in my lifetime just because it's so dope.
We don't have a movie of the week for next week.
No,
Red
we
Dragon.
Do not.
Let's do Red Dragon.
You want to do Red Dragon?
Yeah.
Is it on Netflix?
We'll do Red Dragon and Silence of the Lambs for Tess Tony.
Nah.
We can't do Silence of the Lambs. The People versus OJ. I need to watch that. How long has it been since you see Texas Chainsaw at the beginning?
Is that the one with the fucking Jessica Biel?
No, that's just Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I don't know what the beginning is.
So you haven't seen it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, that's fair.
Was it forgettable as fuck?
More than likely, yeah, but I thought maybe that you could revisit it. How long has it been since you've seen The Shining?
A long time.
Let's do The Shining for Tessa Tony, and then we'll do Red Dragon for Movie of the Week.
They're cool. Both on Netflix?
I don't think Red Dragon is, no.
What are you going to do for it, then?
We'll buy it on Xbox.
Ah, come on, man.
We'll spend those good dollars of ours.
Yeah, done. Done and done, baby. Dude,
all
I'm
right.
So glad we're back, dude.
Oh, we're back, bitches. Yeah, we'll have a new episode, for the next, hopefully, while. I don't really go out of town until, like, March, and that's only 3 days, so
good.
We should be good.
Good.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.